Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having the happiest of hump days. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Travis Filer. We had him on several months ago, UTC's volleyball coach. Travis, I didn't realize you were just so, I mean, you only take like the elite, a 3.80 GPA this spring. I guess Jay and I have no chance of making your roster.
Oh, well, trust me, neither would I either. So we've recruited some good kids, that's for sure.
No doubt. That's an awesome number. You know, several months ago when we had you, we talked about the addition of women's beach volleyball at UTC, and then you just think about, I mean, that must seem like a lifetime ago. What has it been like for you since the sports world came crashing down in mid-March?
Yeah, it really has, and I appreciate you all having me on. Thank you so much. It's been different. I mean, it really does feel forever ago since we've seen our student athletes last, since we were together, you know, with a spring indoor scrimmage, and you know, thankfully did get a chance to compete in our first beach volleyball tournament back in the last weekend of February. But yeah, since then it's different. I think it's uncharted territory. Has forced all of us, myself, my staff, and I think all of us in the sports world and the athletics world to really take a good long look of what's really important, ways to get better when we actually can't, you know, be around our student athletes and actually, you know, training to get better, but trying to be creative and finding new ways to do that, you know, in a separated way or an isolated way. I definitely miss it. I miss the day in and day out. Even the office work, I miss it just because it's you know, it's what you expect this time of year. But I feel like our student athletes and, you know, all of the Chattanooga athletics department, the coaches, the teams, we're staying positive and we're hopeful and we're excited for whatever next looks like. And we, of course, hope that next means fall sports and you know, preseason camps opening up in August. But, you know, at this point, it's still a kind of a wait and see mentality and just trying to get better every single day in whatever way we can. And just, like I said, excited and positive for the future for sure still.
And Travis, I mean, it's no secret this is a difficult time to look at the news where you see Furman dropping its baseball and lacrosse programs, Akron dropping two men's sports, one woman's sport, Cincinnati Bowling Green. You've got, it just seems like every day you kind of learn about another school that has had to drop sports strictly because of financial reasons that has resulted from this pandemic. How difficult is that for you to see going on around the country?
Yeah, it's unprecedented for sure. You know, I'm actually, and I don't say this often because I'm at Chattanooga, but I'm actually a Furman grad. My wife is too, and that was really sad news. That was hard to see them, just because I remember at my time at Furman as a student, loving to go watch baseball games there at Furman. The venue, the stadium, and the field is one of the most pretty places on campus, and that's one of the prettier campuses in the country. And it was sad to see. And you know, there's definitely been some head coach meetings that we've had, you know, as a department through this time on Zoom, and that, you know, where I think there's probably been some worry in people's voice. But I feel like we're in a good place as far as Chattanooga goes, and within the Southern Conference. But it is hard to wrap your head around that something like this is happening, and then of course affecting such a big way financially, which is forcing, you know, the higher ups to make some tough decisions. And I'm sure that those people would say we would try to do anything, and that kind of last resort would be to cut sports, to cut opportunities for our young people. And so I'm sure that that's weighing heavy on them. And I think, you know, around the country, administrations, presidents, athletic directors are doing everything they can to salvage as much as they can to still stay excited for the future, and keep the sports and keep the sponsorship going, to stay where they are. But I'm sure, unfortunately, it's probably not the last cuts that are going to occur. And that, of course, makes you a pause, makes pause for concern and a little bit of worry. But I do feel like where we are at Chattanooga, we're in a good place right now.
You're listening to Travis Filer, UTC's volleyball coach. You're listening to Travis here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Travis, is Zachary bouncing off the walls yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all are. You know, this the whole new normal of homeschooling and working from home is it's been a little crazy. I will say, you know, the one absolute blessing in disguise with this has just been a lot of unexpected time with the family, and so that has been a lot of fun. But all of my children are missing friends and activity and especially organized sports, no doubt.
All right, going from a parent to a coach, the NCAA voted today that a lot of the bigger sports can return on a voluntary basis. Your sport, volleyball, was not included in that. They said they would rule on that later. Have you thought about what your pitch is going to be when you call parents and when you guys are allowed to go back and go, and how you're going to convince them that they're going to be safe?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think our university, along with probably all the schools around the country, when it comes to return to play, when it comes to opening doors back up, especially to students in the fall, you know, we've created a task force at UTC, and I'm sure that's gonna happen everywhere, and going through each of the phases to open things back up and feel safe about it. And you know, I know with because I am a parent, I can come and understand different angles than some others, and I try to put myself in the parents of my student athlete's shoes, and I think that our culture and how we've always recruited, how we've always communicated, not just with our student athletes, but with the parents of our kids. It's going to be honesty. It's going to be transparency, and we're not going to do anything without caution, without reserve, and making sure that when we do have our kids come back to campus and come back to town, that it is completely the right thing to do, the safe thing to do. Yes, we all want to be able to compete and have a fall season and hit the ground running and begin practicing as soon as we can. But we also know that this is way bigger than us and than our understanding, and we won't be willing to try to deviate from that plan. So it's exciting that the NCAA has started to say that, you know, maybe some voluntary training can start to go. I did see that. That was actually something that they were going to vote on with volleyball before all of this really started, the pandemic. And I was under the impression, and really kind of we all were, that was going to be probably a big thing that would go through, that in volleyball, in our sport, we might be able to begin doing some voluntary training in the gym with our student athletes this summer. Obviously, that was put on hold, but it is encouraging that they've started to get back to that and hopefully have that happen again for men's and women's basketball and football.
Because of you used the word unprecedented before, and I think that's one of the best ones to describe every aspect of what we're going through as a society right now. But the convergence of the cost facing an athletic program like UTC as a whole, the unknown of the fall and potential spikes, not to be too Debbie Downer on this, but it's just been kind of one of the regular themes of this. Have you given a lot of thought what you would say to a senior if her final volleyball season is ruined because of this?
You know, I haven't really, and I've felt so badly for our seniors in high school that are, right, that are signed and coming to play for us this fall, because you know they've had graduation ceremonies and proms and their senior club season get cut short and a lot of things canceled, and I've tried to side with them and be a listening ear to them. But I've yet to go to the place where you just asked about of having to actually have that conversation with our four rising seniors that, you know, their careers are over because of this pandemic. And I guess it's more of just I won't go there until I have to. I don't even know. I don't even really want to think about it, just because I am trying to stay positive yet realistic. But for the most part, more positive than probably realistic, that things will start when they should or when they're supposed to. And so trying to kind of stay with that mindset. I do think that us and being, FCS football and not having to kind of be in that group of five, FBS schools that are really struggling and came out with, hey, can we drop so many sports and still stay at that FCS football level? I do think where we are in our level has been a blessing in that regard, that we're not having to try to keep up with those Power Five programs from a sports standpoint, from a budget standpoint. We do have our own limitations, and we're gonna have those no matter what. But it has been, I think we have been in a good place as far as not having to deal with some of those other things that maybe some of those other conferences like the Sun Belt and the MAC are having to deal with.
You're listening to Travis Filer, UTC volleyball coach, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Travis, at the very beginning, you said you're kind of learning through all this, with the virtual world and not having face-to-face contact with the players. What do you envision this looking like on the other side, as far as, I guess, Mark Wharton, hadn't he already talked about reining in future schedules for this upcoming year and how y'all are going to be scheduling closer to home, if at all possible, to make sure they're day trips and limit the hotel rooms? Is that one of the notable foreseeable changes you see coming?
Yeah, for sure. I think definitely this first year of competition, navigating this next fall and winter and spring set of sports, there's going to be some things that we as a department, that even we as a conference in the Southern Conference, are going to have to manage and think about differently. We've been very much encouraged as far as, like you said, scheduling, so non-conference matches, games or whatnot, really trying to stay within a certain mile radius. When we can make a day of trip, whether that be out of conference or even in conference, we're encouraged to do that. I think there's going to be some guidelines that come out, school to school, but maybe even conference to conference, with travel parties and how many student athletes we might be able to bring with us on the road. A big thing that's going to affect us in volleyball is that the Southern Conference has come out and there's 9 teams that compete in volleyball, and only the top 4 seeds from the top 4 teams from the regular season will go on to play in the conference tournament. So that's going to be a huge change. It's going to put even more value on that regular season and how you're competing and I've got to be prepared match to match. So that's something that is going to be unique. And of course, we all hope that it's just a kind of a 1-year fix, but I think even maybe potentially moving into, down the road, year 2 after this, or maybe even beyond, we're going to always be mindful. And that's the great thing about Chattanooga. We always already have to be mindful of spending and budgets and resources, but we're going to have to even be a little bit tighter with that, I think, in making some of those bigger decisions like scheduling, roster size, and where we're going, in our preseason tournaments and matches as well.
All right, Travis, when we have great guests, we love to close with a rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know all you guys are competitive, but if I had to ask, who is the most competitive head coach at UTC right now?
Katie Burrows.
Do you consider Top Gun a beach volleyball movie?
Absolutely not.
The Last Dance, friend or foe?
Absolute best friend. Big time friend.
Okay, and then in the realm of beach volleyball movies, is Side Out the best of all time, and was C. Thomas Howell deserving of an Oscar?
I'm afraid it's probably the best representation, but still not Oscar worthy. We need to come up with something better, though, for sure. There's been some better indoor volleyball, but not beach volleyball, I'm afraid.
Have you gained weight or lost weight during this pandemic, and if so, why?
Oh, gosh, that's a good one. I've probably been more closer just to maintaining. I should have taken better advantage to lose weight and exercise more, but the ability to cook from home and eat whatever I want from home has been too good to pass up sometimes.
Do you have any thoughts about the proposed NCAA legislation that volleyball coaches, not unlike Major League Baseball managers, will start wearing the same uniforms as their players?
I think I've gotten this question before, and I stay anonymous on that answer.
Okay.
For me, it's just say no to spandex for me. Absolutely not.
Travis, listen, thank you so much for playing along. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate all you do at UTC, and we always appreciate you visiting here on Press Row.
I love chatting with you all, and y'all continue to stay safe out there, you and your families, and thanks again for having me on.
Absolutely. Travis Filer, UTC volleyball coach, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.